Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Friday, February 24th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. A package of bills would ban guns at the polls in Michigan. One of five MSU students wounded in a mass shooting has been released from Sparrow Hospital, and Michigan could spend another $750 million on a Ford battery plant in Marshall. Michigan House Democrats have introduced a package of bills they say will protect election officials and workers by increasing penalties for harassment and banning guns from voting locations. The four bills follow promises that Democrats have made early in this new legislature, where they hold majorities in both chambers, to further secure Michigan's elections. One of the bills would make it illegal to possess a firearm at or 100 feet from polling places, ballot drop boxes, early voting locations, and absentee vote counting boards. This ban already applies to banks, churches, courts, theaters, sports arenas, daycare centers, hospitals, and liquor stores. Violation is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail. Uniformed law enforcement officers are exempt. Another of the bills would make it a felony to intimidate an election official or worker or prevent them from carrying out official duties, while another puts the maximum penalty at 5 years in prison. None of the four bills in the package currently have Republican co-sponsors. The House Elections Committee is scheduled to hear testimony on them Tuesday. One of the five Michigan State University students who survived gunshot wounds in a mass shooting has been discharged from Sparrow Hospital, a spokesperson said. The student who was not identified was among five students who were critically wounded in the February 13th shooting on the MSU campus. Three other students, Ariel Diamond Anderson, Brian Fraser, and Alexandria Werner, were killed. Fraser was shot at the MSU Union shortly after a gunman shot Anderson and Werner and five other students in a classroom in Berkey Hall. The five injured students were initially in critical condition, one remains in critical condition, two are in serious condition but stable, and the other is in fair condition, Sparrow Hospital said Thursday. MSU police have not identified the surviving victims, but three have been identified by family and friends in online fundraisers. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation asked lawmakers Wednesday to allocate another $750 million to support a proposed $3.5 billion 2,500-job Ford Motor Company battery plant in Marshall. The additional funding request comes after the Michigan Strategic Fund approved over $1 billion in economic incentives last week, putting the total package at nearly $1.8 billion. If approved by the state legislature, the $750 million would be funneled to the Marshall Area Economic Development Alliance to prep acres of farmland for development. Not a dime will go to Ford. This will go toward making sure that the infrastructure is secure, Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO Quentin Messer told the House Appropriations Committee. The committee did not vote Wednesday on the request, which would also need approval from the Senate Appropriations Committee. Ford announced plans last week to build a 2.5 million square foot facility in southwest Michigan. The plant, called Blue Oval Battery Park, Michigan, will produce lithium iron phosphate batteries for electric vehicles. Michigan awarded $2 billion last year to win five multi-billion dollar electric vehicle projects. The state is competing to land investments in what watchdog group Good Jobs First called the biggest megadeal spending spree in U.S. history. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting mlive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here next week with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.